The study of the conscience for us was fascinating. On the one hand, we saw that it significantly ties into our theology as Christians. And on the other hand, we see how practical it is for parents. When you put both of those things together, then parents have greater motivation to help their children on a heart level. Their parenting strategies are embedded in their faith.
One single mom told us how helpful this material was for her family. She said, "My kids are taking more initiative in life than ever before. I'm grateful because I can't be with them all the time, but I know that God is, and that He has given my children hearts that can help them even when I'm not around."
So far, we've talked about how the conscience prompts us in two areas, doing what's right and dealing with wrongs. Now let's look at two more areas of the conscience and how they are also helpful in our children's lives as well.
Let me share with you a Bible verse that's really important when it comes to this area of the conscience, because it helps us see that the conscience is related to the heart. Hebrews 10:22 tells us that salvation sprinkles the heart to cleanse the conscience. Do you see how the conscience is related to the heart? They're tied together. That's how we get the idea that this conscience is this internal module that governs and directs the heart in some significant ways. Now, in our last session, we talked about two aspects of the conscience and shared with you the biblical basis of them. In this particular session, we want to share with you the other two and share with you how we got those as we studied the scriptures. The next one has to do with honesty. Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verse 1, "I speak the truth. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit." Do you see what Paul's doing? He's tying the conscience to speaking the truth. Honesty is an integral part of the conscience.
And of course, some children struggle in this area of the conscience. They exaggerate a story to get attention. They lie, they cheat, they steal. They're trying to get things in a dishonest way.
Sometimes these children, they use dishonesty to cover up an offense. They have a hard time when they're put under pressure and they easily steal or they're mischievous. Different parts of dishonesty become evident when a child has a weakness in this particular area.
Some kids are sneaky. They're just trying to get away with stuff. It's a problem of the conscience.
When my family was younger, my wife realized that we had some problems somehow with dishonesty in our family. There were things happening in our family and no one was fessing up to them. And so my wife decided to do some work in this area of honesty. So she told some Bible stories that talked about the truth and honesty. She also had us memorizing some Bible verses about lying and honesty. She told some other stories like the emperor's new clothes and the boy who cried wolf. But one of the things that she did was she created an honesty under pressure award. And this award would appear on people's doors mysteriously when they were honest under pressure. It was just a way that we raised the awareness level of this important issue of honesty in our family.
Honesty is important. The fourth area of the conscience is to care about others. We need to help our children to care about others, others personally, one-on-one, caring for their brothers and their sisters, but also more globally, caring about others in our world, caring about the environment, just thinking outside of themselves and caring about others.
It was a man that came up to Jesus and said to him, "What's the most important commandment?" Jesus gave an answer that included two commands, actually. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." After thinking for a moment, the man said, "Well, who is my neighbor?" I think he was thinking, is it just the guy on my left and right, or is it two houses down over here and two houses down over there? Who is my neighbor? And that's when Jesus told the story. It was the story of the Good Samaritan. Now, in this story, there was a man who was a Samaritan who wasn't even a Jew, that stops on the side of the road to help a Jewish man that was hurt. Two other guys walked by. They were Jewish leaders, spiritual leaders. They just walked right by. But the Good Samaritan stopped. The Bible says that he had pity on the man. The idea there, the actual word is compassion. He had compassion on the man. That's why he stopped. The whole point that Jesus was making is that we have a responsibility to care about other people, not just to care about ourselves, and it's not just the person on the left or the right. It's everybody. We have a responsibility to care about others.
And of course, some children struggle with this area. They have a tendency toward being selfish. They may be mean to other children. Meanness can be an issue for them. They're self-centered, and they're not able to see how their actions affect other people.
These children are the ones who tend to whine and complain a lot because they're not paying attention to anything else but themselves. These kids are often self-absorbed. They need some real work on this particular area of the conscience. I was sitting with some leaders, some Christian leaders, some time back, and as we sat around the table, one of the leaders said, "The young man I'm working with, I don't think he has a conscience." Now, I know what he meant when he said that, because he was saying he does these things in his life that impact others, but he doesn't seem to care about them. He doesn't seem to care about other people. He doesn't seem to care about the consequences. He doesn't seem to be remorseful. Now, I know what he meant, but I think he was wrong, you see, because the Bible tells us that everyone has a conscience. Romans chapter 2, verse 15 says that everyone has a conscience and therefore is without excuse when it comes to knowing God. The conscience, in part, points us to the fact that God exists. So the conscience is very important. Everyone has one. But we read 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, which says that the conscience can be seared. And then Titus 1:15, which says the conscience can be defiled. So the conscience can be suppressed so much in a person's life that they're not even aware of it. They've stopped listening or stopped paying attention to the promptings of the conscience. It's very important for us to understand that whole concept of the conscience, because we don't want to suppress it in our lives, and we want to help our children become aware of it. Sometimes that takes some training in our children's lives.
We had a family come to us for counseling because they were concerned about their 9-year-old daughter. This young girl had several problems, but one of her main problems was this problem of meanness. She was unkind to other children at school. She would set up clubs and exclude other children. She would tell them that only girls with brown hair could be in my club, and she would hurt people's feelings. But when she was challenged about that, she didn't really care. She didn't see the problem. So the parents said to us, Mom said, "I don't think she even has a conscience." Now, we believe that all children have a conscience. It's often undeveloped, underdeveloped, it needs some work. But our kids have a conscience, we've got to work with it. And so as we worked with this family and we worked with this young girl, we took a conscience-based approach to help her deal with this idea of meanness. And we gave the family several assignments over the course of several weeks. One of the assignments we gave to them was that parents were to give the daughter an extra dollar of allowance every week. The requirement was with that dollar, she needed to use it for someone else. She needed to care about someone else with that dollar. So that first week, the parents gave the young girl a dollar, and she didn't even want the dollar. She wanted no part of this exercise. But the parents were persistent, said, "No, you need to take the dollar and do something for someone else." And so she took her dollar and she gave it to her brother. Well, of course, he was delighted, and you could imagine the delight on his face when she did that. I think that did something in her heart. And week after week, as she was required to use that dollar for someone else, I think things were happening in her heart because parents saw a change. One week, she heard about a woman at church who had had a baby, and she wanted to use her dollar to care for that woman and the new baby. Week after week, she had to think of things to do for other people. Parents were amazed. They were amazed that a conscience-based approach could bring about change in their daughter because they saw her begin to imagine how her actions were affecting other people, and they saw the meanness decrease over time. We've now shared with you an overview of all four areas of the conscience. Before we go further, take a few minutes and consider this question. Of the four areas of the conscience, which one seems strong in your child, and how have you seen that demonstrated?